Hello friends, today we are going to see chapter number 19, which is for known as long term investment. In this chapter, we will be seeing informations and conditions about if you are investing, what are the precautions you should take into consideration while you are investing for long term purposes. Also in this chapter, we will be understanding what are the steps involved in long term investment. Also one more thing, we'll also be able to, I'll just give a light also or information also, that should you invest for long term purpose. So all these things we are going to see in this chapter. Let us go ahead and see what are the components involved in this long term investment. In this chapter, we will be seeing purpose of equity investment. That is, first of all, first question coming to our mind, that should we invest particularly in equity? If yes, why for long term purpose? Second, what kinds of shares one should hold? That is what we will be seeing, and the shares which we are going to hold should be for long term purposes. So we will get the answers for these two questions in this particular chapter. Let us go ahead and see the concepts related to long term investment. First of all, what is the purpose of equity investment? Tell me, why should you invest in equity? There are many reasons to it. There are many reasons to it that why should one invest in equity. But the three major reasons why one should invest in equity is, the first and the foremost reason of equity investment is to hedge against inflation. This is the most important reason why should one invest, that is hedge against inflation. What do we mean by term hedge? Can someone tell me the meaning of word hedge? Oh, super Mansi, what you have said. Hedge means what? Minimization or minimizing. So when companies or individuals wants to minimize its risk against inflation, you should invest in equity. Which means that once, see, what is inflation? What is inflation? Very good. Rise in the price of product or services, rise in prices are called as inflation. When there is continuously rise in prices of things, and I want to make sure that my investment also should rise with that, then I should invest in equity investment. So this is one of the reasons why should I invest in equity shares, because equity shares offers me something, returns, which is going to be more than the inflation. And this is one of the reasons why we should invest in particularly equity. The first reason being hedge against inflation. What is the second reason we should invest in shares? Is basically because of capital appreciation and multiple growth. The second reason, I repeat once again, we need to invest, or the purpose of equity investment is capital appreciation. What do you mean by capital appreciation? The amount of money you invested will appreciate over a period of time, and that is the reason why one should invest in equity shares. Also the reason being multiple growth. There is going to be multiple growth. Multiple growth means what? The growth of the shares is going to be multiplied very fast. And the final reason why one should invest in equity shares, particularly for long term purpose, is what? It is going to act as an additional source of income. This is going to be an additional source of income. It will give me an additional income. That is why we should invest in shares. But trust me, that these objectives cannot be achieved through short term investment, but only by investment over a few years. So these three purposes of equity investment, that is hedge against inflation, capital appreciation, an additional source of income, these three objectives cannot be achieved by investing in short term. That is, for 3 months if I invest and I expect I will get to beat the inflation, it is not going to give us that. If I invest for today and say for 3 months later, that why is it not giving me capital appreciation, it will definitely not give me. Also, when I am looking for an additional source of income, maybe in 3 months my company shares will actually go down continuously, and after 3 months it will go up. There can be any parameters. So all these three objectives can be achieved if and only if you are ready to invest and wait for long term perspective. So if you are going to wait for long term perspective, then only it will give you these, then only it will be able to achieve these three objectives. Next is, what kind of shares for investment should be bought now, or where, what kind of shares of investment are there in the market? Shares in high growth companies should be taken into consideration for investment. Okay, shares in high growth companies. What do you mean by shares in high growth companies? It means that whatever companies are existing, and these companies should be able to give me high growth. those kind of companies, shares I should invest. And that is why he said that shares in high growth companies should be considered for investment. Then shares of different companies in different industry. What I am trying to tell you from this point, that is shares of different companies in different industry. It means you should diversify your portfolio. Remember, any investment should be diversified, which means what? It should be invested in different pockets. It should not be invested in one thing only. You should diversify your portfolio. Absolutely correct. Now, when I diversify in different industry, it means what? I will invest in banking sectors. I will invest in insurance. I will invest in, say, for example, IT field. I will invest in power sector. I will invest in automobile. I will invest in pharma sector. Like this, I will invest in 6 or 7 different industries. And in these 6 and 7 industries also, I will not invest in one company only. What? I will not invest in one company. I will invest in various different companies in one industry. If I am taking, for example, pharma. In pharma also, I will not invest all the funds in one company. Say for example, Cipla. I should not invest all in Cipla. I have to diversify also in the industry. Like for example, little bit investing in Cipla, little investing in Ryan Baxter, little investing in Dr. Reddy's Laboratories. What happens with that in India? These companies will fetch whenever you returns, it will have an equal amount of returns. And if one company is going down also, at least 2 other companies are going up in the industry. So automatically it will take care of the money having the safe revenue generation. Do not stick to same shares. The portfolio should be revised based on performance of shares. This point means what? That one should churn the portfolio, which means what? Revise the portfolio at regular intervals. So make sure that you do not stick to same shares, and the portfolio should be revised based on the performance of the shares. So how the shares are performing, on that basis you should churn the portfolio, revise the portfolio. Shares with history of dividends and bonus shares should be considered for investment. So shares which are giving us good bonus and good dividends should be taken into consideration for investment. I hope everyone is clear with this slide. Great. Let us move ahead. Should shares for investment be sold? After seeing what kind of shares should be invested, after seeing that should you invest in equity, now we are seeing that what kind, I mean, if you have invested for long term, you have invested in companies for long term, should you sell those shares in the companies you have invested for long term? The answer to that question is yes. Should shares for investment be sold? You have invested in company for long term purposes. Should you basically sell the shares of those companies? The answer to it is yes. Why should you sell? Yes. Why? Because if company ceases to be a growth company, if company no more is functioning or activating like a growth company, if company is not a growth company, then you should sell the shares of such company. Growth company, how do we know that it is a growth company? Growth company means a company which has got regular fluctuations. It has got some amount of variations. It will tell us that this is a growth company. If it is having a static kind of phase, it means that it is not a growth company. So whenever company ceases to be a growth company, you should sell the shares of those companies. Then if the shares was bought by error, you wanted to buy shares of some company and you actually bought shares of some other company. So it was by error, by mistake you have bought the shares. So you should sell. Next is if tax benefits are available. Absolutely, this is the most important reason. If the tax benefits are available to you, then you should sell the shares. Like for example, Indian government, Indian finance minister passes a law in which he says that now whosoever is holding the shares since last 10 years, if they sell the shares which they were holding since last 10 years, then for that whole amount, they will have tax-free income when they will sell. But after 10 years, whosoever will be holding the shares, and when they sell in the 11th year, then you will have to pay 25% extra tax, or 25.25 you will have to pay tax. Then if the tax benefit is available, it is between 1 to 10. So you should sell the shares at that particular time. I hope everyone is clear with this part. That is, if tax benefits are available, what you should do? You should sell the shares of that company. Next. If company is not doing as well as others in the same industry, say for example, we have got pharma industry. In pharma industry, there is a company. The company is not doing well as the other companies in the market, and you have invested in that company which is not doing as well with other company, like other companies. Then what should you do? You should sell. Then if there is a sudden surge in prices, what do you mean by sudden surge in prices? Suddenly there is a upswing or suddenly there is a downswing. Surge means what? sudden change in price. Suddenly there's a changes in price. Yes, I mean 3-4 days before it was 100, 3-4 days after it has become 250. It has gone 250 up, or it might go 250 down. Any kind of such kind of surge, take a call, a decision, and sell the shares. Now, what are the advantages of long-term investment? I hope you have understood that. Like, should you sell the shares for investment? Yes, you should sell the shares which you have invested. Now, what are the benefit you will get if you invest for long-term purpose? The benefit what you will get for long-term purpose investment is that regular brokerage expenses are avoided. So when you are investing in shares, you buy and sell regularly, you pay brokerage expense, brokerage charges. That can be avoided since you are investing once and now you are not going to sell the shares. So if you are not selling the shares, why would you pay the broker brokerage? The next advantage of long-term investment is that risk is spread through diversification. Since you have diversified, your risk is going to be spreaded. And in one, it might give you benefit, in one, it might not. So risk is spread overall. Finally, purchase after proper research ensures benefits. So long-term investment is done in such kind of situations where you will have, where you will purchase the shares of those companies only where you have got proper research. And this research ensures benefits over a period of time. So long-term investment, when you invest, you will not invest in any Tom, Dick and Harry company. You will invest in companies which will be researched and which will ensure benefits to you. Also, long-term investment should be done which allows investor with no ability or time to watch markets to earn. One of the advantage of long-term investment is what? You do not have time to continuously watch the market. So you invest and forget it. The long-term investment gives you this kind of an advantage. That is, it allows investor with no ability or time to watch markets to earn. If markets are earning, markets are not earning, I don't know. I have decided after 6 months or a year, I will check out the market. So I will just pay attention on the market when my time has come. Otherwise, I have invested for long term and I will forget it. That is the biggest advantage, that you need not every day open up the newspaper, go on the web, go on the net, check out with the brokers, what is the rates of your company's shares. All these things there is no need because you have invested for long term purpose. So you have invested for long term purpose, just invested and forget it. Next is, risk is minimized because of the time taken to select and diversify. So when you invest for long term also, you will be taking some time to decide in which shares you are going to invest. And because of that reason, risk is diversified. Risk is minimized at the same time as well. So risk is going to minimize. Why? Because you take a lot of time to decide in which company you are going to invest. So automatically it helps to make sure that long term investment is done in that particular manner. So if I have to sum up this whole part, what we have seen of long term investment, remember, friends, this is my humble request to everyone. When you are investing, trust me, it has to be understood by the word investment only. Investment means what? Investment means you invest and sit back. Investment is basically compared to how does a hen, or say for example cock, or say for example we have got pigeon, how do they sit onto their eggs to ferment it and get their children's get birth, get their younger ones get birth. Similarly, when you invest, you have to keep your funds and wait for time to come. And it is to be respected judiciously, generously. I mean, like how you pray to God, you have to just invest and wait for a time to invest. I mean, wait for the time for redemption. So this long-term investment is a very, very important parameter which one should take into consideration for understanding how and what kind of benefit it would generate to you over a period of time. I hope you have understood this chapter properly and clearly. I had a good time explaining you this chapter. Hope you also had a good time understanding this chapter. That's all from my side. Thank you.